U.S. Money Reserve has faced repeated legal action over its sales practices. In 2015, a California class action, Stux v. U.S. Money Reserve, alleged the company used misleading investment advice to sell overpriced commemorative coins, with lead plaintiff Erica Stux spending over $250,000 on coins worth less than a third of their purchase price. The case settled under undisclosed terms. In 2018, Kagan v. U.S. Money Reserve alleged fraudulent coin sales to a 94-year-old woman. The company's attempt to force arbitration was rejected by a magistrate judge, and the case was terminated in 2019. Earlier, in 2010, the Texas Attorney General secured a $5 million restitution settlement against the firm for deceptive trade practices, including bait-and-switch tactics and misuse of bullion market advice to sell commemorative coins. The company denied wrongdoing, but agreed to reform its sales practices, though compliance concerns persisted.